because there's a lot of traditions here in food and music. You know, everybody knows what a pasty is, especially thanks to Gus Chambers. And everybody knows what Irish music is that is played by people who actually, some like John the Yank Harrington, who came directly from Ireland and played music here until he was 100 years old. And we had our own traditions, but we also had a track record of outdoor events that we'd produced, Evel Knievel Days, the Montana Irish Festival. What we see in Butte, who live here, is the ethnic diversity of the people who came here from all over the world to work the mines, but also who were attracted by the wealth that was produced by the mines. But as a result, we have descendants of, you know, just about every country in the world living here, and we all managed to get along for the most part. And along with them, they brought traditions from their homeland, and they also carry some of those on today.
And when we talk about folk music, folk in this case, for the purposes of this festival, it's a pretty big umbrella. It includes a lot of different kinds of music, yeah?
It's really, yeah, folk is kind of hard to define because so many people have a strong image of folk music in the United States as being, you know, Peter, Paul, and Mary, singer-songwriters with guitars, the new Christy Minstrels, something like that.
Yeah.
But folk music is understood around the world as really what's called traditional or world music. But it has roots in traditions that are handed down by generations. And in many cases, there are people who are direct descendants of previous performers. A couple examples this year, but there has been every year. This year, Luther Allison's son, Bernard Allison, is bringing the blues to Montana. Chardet Thomas, who's the granddaughter of Otha Turner, a famous fife and drum player, bringing that tradition of blues from the South. And there are many. There's young Italians who have lived in the tradition of Italian traditional folk music. Canzionette Glinconico Salentino. They'll be here to introduce people to some amazing Italian music. So it's people who are rooted in that tradition. They're not people who learned it, you know, from records or played guitar or, you know, decided they were going to sing this type of music. They're genuine standard bearers for these traditional genres.
Speaking with George Everett, Executive Director of Main Street Uptown Butte. And George, when we think about big Butte parties, I guess the first thing that comes to a lot of people's minds is St. Paddy's Day, which historically hasn't always been such a family-friendly event, maybe. But the Montana Folk Festival is a different breed of cat altogether.
Absolutely. It is very family-friendly. We have a family area, in fact, for children with lots of activities for them that they'll really enjoy. But every venue is family-friendly, children are welcome and encouraged, and we have thousands of kids on the site each year. There is beer being sold and wine for people, but they're in certain areas, there's courts for that. And people can drink in the crowd, but it's usually not where they really get out of hand. There's a lot of things going on, people are moving around, and I don't think I've seen more than a handful of drunk people on the site of the Montana Folk Festival since it started. But it's a lot of fun for families, a lot of things going on, and arts, crafts, family area, the folk life area. It's really an educational experience. If people can look for that, if they're looking for that, they'll find it there. There are workshops that take place throughout the weekend where the National Council for the Traditional Arts, which is still involved, they program these workshops that take musicians with the same instrument from different genres, and then they put them on a stage, and then they play a little, but they talk about their experience and how they compare and contrast the different genres of music. And sometimes those are very interesting. But it is like an academic inquiry into what traditional music is, and it's one-on-one technology transfer about these traditions of dance and music that come from all over the world and often resonate with immigrants who have, or descendants of immigrants in our state and in our country.
What does the Montana Folk Festival do for Butte in terms of your economy?
Well, from the beginning, our interest in this event was an economic one. We didn't realize we were starting something that was really culturally significant. We were more concerned of how could we bring people to Butte and have them see Butte in a different way, consider investing in the area, spending money in their tourism activities. But it's really become a cultural event. But it still is a huge economic impact for Butte, but also for the surrounding communities where people are staying, because we only have about 1,400 hotel rooms. but if we have as many people as we hope, about 150,000 last year, they have to stay somewhere. And there's camping, there's lodging in motels, but there, 1 year I talked to a person who stayed in a motel in Derby and drove over for the day. So they fill up the lodging, they buy gas, they buy groceries, they buy all sorts of things, retail stuff out of stores here in Butte and elsewhere. And then we encourage them while on the festival site to stick around Montana, because there's a whole lot of other places to see and lots of things to do here in the middle of the summer in Montana.
Okay, transportation. Any recommendations on getting to Butte and back this weekend?
Well, we really encourage anyone from Missoula to consider it. There's still tickets for sale on the beach bus that's coming from Adams Center. They can call or look online at grizztix.com. It's $30 a ticket. It's all day Saturday. Comes over at 9 a.m. and then goes back to Missoula at 7:30 p.m. For people who are driving, there's free parking available at the Butte Civic Center, and then shuttles run every 10 or 15 minutes or so. There's RV camping, RV parking, a lot of opportunities depending on how they're coming.
And two quick, perhaps, maybe oddball items here, smoking and pets. What should people know?
Yes. Oh, thank you for bringing that up. We have had complaints from people who think it's their right to smoke in the crowds or near the stages, and we just would appreciate it if people would be considerate of their neighbors there and just try not to overwhelm them with cigarette smoke. But also, we've had some very disappointed people who show up with dogs. We have a festival ordinance in Butte that prohibits pets from being allowed on the site except for service animals. That's even on a leash, so it's very strict. We think it's good for the animals because the large crowds are just not good for dogs between themselves or encounters between dogs and people. So we hope that people will make arrangements. We love our dogs as much as anybody, but I would never bring my dog to the festival, and I hope other people will get the word about that before they show up, because we've had some people disappointed. Animal control, they'll be on the site, and they'll try to get the person to remove the dog, but if they have to, they will take it and impound the animal, and then they can go pick it up afterwards, which we hope doesn't happen, even one case of that. We really want people to have a great time and just leave their dogs in another place.
Okay, all this information and much, much more can be found at MontanaFolkFestival.com.
If anybody's more comfortable with Facebook, we have a MT Folk Fest. They can check that out and see people talking back and forth and lots of video clips. Oh, one more thing that's very, I think, interesting to people who use smartphones. This year, they can download an app, event-based app that is free to download through iStore or Google Play, or just go to eventbase.com/download. It has the full schedule right there on your phone, so when you're sitting at one venue, you can check and see what's coming up and get more detail about all the performers that way.
George Everett, Executive Director, Main Street, Uptown Butte, thanks a ton for your valuable time. Best of luck this weekend. Have a great time.
Thank you very much.